should you take down your MySpace page? The answer to that question depends on your level of interest and activity. As you may have heard, MySpace changed ownership a few months ago, and with the change there comes some uncertainty. If you're like a lot of people, you probably signed up for a page on MySpace 5 or 6 years ago, but likely haven't given it a lot of thought any time since at least when George W. Bush left the White House. And if that's the case, then you should probably consider your MySpace page as something like lost property waiting to be claimed. If you're not going to use the site regularly, then you're not going to be able to keep up to date with potential changes to the terms and conditions of use, not to mention with the content that other people might try to leave on your page. A neglected profile anywhere on the internet is just like an abandoned building. At first, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but sooner or later, the weeds start showing up, and before long, it can become an eyesore. And in this age when your digital profile is often as important as anything you can place on a paper resume or a loan application, you're better off not letting any of your profiles on MySpace, Facebook, LinkedIn, or anywhere else to start to grow stale. If they're not in use, you're better off taking them down. Now, if you're willing to spend the time maintaining your page, then there's probably no reason to worry about the new owners and what they're trying to do. But that is up to you to decide by carefully reviewing their policies and deciding whether you're getting enough out of the site to justify keeping your page there. As with all things online, change is a constant, so what we say about MySpace today, we could easily be saying about Facebook tomorrow or Google Plus the week after that. So keep track of the footprint that you leave online, if for no other reason, but that you'll know where to go to clean it up. I'm Brian Gongel. For more trends, tips, and technology, tune in to the WHO Radio Wise Guys, Saturdays on News Radio 1040 WHO. Visit us online at WHORadioWiseGuys.com.